Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. We're having a beautiful Monday morning. It's June 1st, and that's the halfway part of the year. So I want to just welcome everybody to the show. We're going to have a little different format today. Today we're going to have two guests. One is Deborah Cortese, and she'll talk for about 20 minutes. She has an art marketing salon based in Miami, Florida. It's a very unique concept, so I know that you'll find this interesting, and I want you to share it with all of your friends and family. We're also going to have Susan Schultzman after Deborah Cortese, and Susan's going to talk about preparing to take care of the loved ones and parents. So I think that's a great topic. We all need to know about this. It's something that's not spoken of a lot. So it's just really, really good information, and it just shows you how to work with the compassion that you have for elders. So I just want to welcome you to the Good News Show. Thank you, all of you loyal listeners. We have our number one listener out in California, Nancy Ferricata. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. She's given us a lot of support, and we want to thank you live from the Good News Show. We also have a great number of shows in the archives, and one that I want to mention is Marcia Weider. She has offered a free gift, so go to the archives, listen to her show, get the link, and get the free gift. It's so fabulous and amazing. It's actually, a lot of people are responding to the Good News Show, sending emails just saying that it's helped them just kind of navigate their life into a more structured way of reaching their goals and dreams. So go to the archives and listen to that. I want to thank you for being part of the Good News Show and bring in my co-host. Sherry, are you online with us?
I am. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, everybody out there. Yes, as Patty was saying, we have a little different venue this morning, and it's going to be very interesting. I'm really interested to hear from both of these women. It's on a whole different scale from one side to the other. We're going to go from the arts to hearing about how to take care of your elderly parents. And it's really two good things that we need to hear that are going on in the community. And one is on June 6th and one is on June 13th, and we're going to hear a little bit about both of them. I would like to ask everybody that's listening and all of our listeners to send us an email. Let me know what you'd like to hear, who would you like to hear us interview. Give us some feedback. We want to know what your interests are. And as we have quite a few shows in the archives that you'd be really interested in starting your day, listening to something positive, motivating, something that's going to help you get your day started. You know, I like to talk a lot about, you know, living life to the fullest and, you know, don't be afraid of leaving your comfort zone and, you know, making mistakes sometimes is a blessing. Sometimes you have to be grateful for what you didn't get because what comes up is going to be so much more, you know, and really embracing life. And that's something that, you know, I want to say as far as with our second guest, you know, embracing our life today, here and now. Have the joy in your life each day, every day. Create it, find it, and be the master of your destiny. So as soon as we have somebody, our first guest on, Patty, let me know.
Oh, I do. I see
okay.
Her to be brought into the show.
So we bring her in.
Well, let's bring her in. Listeners, if you send the email, send it to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. You can look at the archives at our website. It's www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. Okay, let's see if we can bring our guest on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Hi, this is Deborah Cortese. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good morning. Welcome here. And we're very interested to hear about your project. So, Patty, you can take over a little bit.
Okay, great. Let's just start with Deborah. Please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay. I am am an artist and a handbag designer, and I guess a lot of me is a marketer. I ran an agency years ago, a design and advertising agency, so I still have that in my blood. And things were, you know, the economy is a little slumpy lately, and I decided that I needed the energy of some fellow artists so we could all stimulate each other's brains and get and see what we could come up with. And about a year and a half ago, I took an online course with Allison Stanfield, an art marketing course, and I was really impressed with that. And she offered a free workshop for artists in art marketing, and it was all the materials were provided online. And so after a year of kind of encouraging me to do this, Anna Maria Windisch at the Windisch Hunt Gallery finally got me to agree to facilitate this art marketing salon. And we just wrapped up our eighth week in the final session last Tuesday. It was a phenomenal experience. We had over 28 people sign up, and I think about 20 people came regularly every week on Tuesday night. Artists from all different areas. Some were poets, some were performance artists, and a lot of visual artists. And it was just a phenomenal experience. I think because we had Allison's course material, we pretty much stayed on track, and people learned a lot. People put up Facebook pages and blogs and stuff that hadn't really considered it yet, and they just jumped right in. So I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, that's really interesting because it's something totally new that I have never heard of in the community for artists, and it's really great. And you talk a lot about setting your goals. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we did. In the very beginning, that was like the first recommended workshop was to set some goals for yourself. And some people, honestly, from the beginning, didn't even have a business card or a logo or a business name. And then there are other people that are ready to, that want to be exhibiting in museums. So we had the whole range, and everyone had their individual goals. So it really was kind of a self-help workshop. And yet, we wound up doing a lot of discussions in each one of the sessions where people shared information about their own experiences, things like that. I personally started it because I'm very interested in licensing my work. I know I have mentioned I have a line of handbags, and it's my artwork that I put on the bags, and so I'm very interested in getting into more licensing work and doing custom designs for businesses and organizations, boutiques and whatever. And very possibly because of the success of this salon, I will be working all over the summer to put together a licensing workshop as well.
Very interesting. So a lot of things that are now going on advertising through Facebook and Twitter, and I know there was a lot of seminars recently that I had attended about how to market ourselves better in those venues, which is something that you normally would not think of doing. How did you get that started?
Okay, well, I think because of my interest and background in advertising and design, and I'm kind of a bit of a geek on some levels as well, and the social marketing and social networking has just turned into this phenomenal territory for very inexpensive promotion if you can put the time in and learn a little bit of the technology. So I personally find the groups on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn to be a fabulous resource. You can network with the whole world. So it's an incredible thing. And I think that's what a lot of the artists found out. I wanted to say that online we have a blog post with all of the artists listed. So if anyone wanted to see all of their artwork and see who some of the people are that participated, it's on my blog at deborahcortese.com. And let's see. I wanted to tell you.
Okay, that's Deborah, and that's Debra.
Cortese.com. And there's a blog link on the bottom of the page.
Okay. Very good. And I interrupted you. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say all of the art salon, you can search art salon or Miami art salon and get all of the different posts about that.
So how did you get everybody to start defining what their art was. And did you put it in categories or
no?
How does that work?
Honestly, it's really, I mean, Allison Stanfield has prepared this course and it's very well thought out. And it really is on an individual level, you know, because everyone had different goals for themselves. So she actually, there are worksheets in the course, and she provides all of that free. It's a download PDF files or document files. And what did I want to say? Well, actually, if you go to artbizconnection.com, you can read about what she provides there.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about your event that's coming up on June 6th?
Certainly, I would love to. Kind of as an outcome of this art marketing salon, and we met at the Windish Hunt Gallery each week. Anna Maria Windish and Fred Hunt were our hosts, and they offered the possibility of us having an exhibition there, a group exhibition, which one of our members, Cookie Bernstein, actually curated. And so about 14 of the artists will be exhibiting. We'll have poetry readings, and there will be a live fashion show with Mode Lifestyle Magazine models. And they're featuring some different designers. And, of course, they're carrying my bags, which I'm thrilled about. We also have live entertainment, live music with Ziff Robertson. He'll be performing. And hopefully one of our members, Irina Patterson, is a kind of a balloon artist, but a very extraordinary one, and we're hoping that she can at least make an appearance that night and show us some of her work as well. It's Saturday, this coming Saturday, June 6th, and it's from 7 to 10 p.m. in Coconut Grove at 2911 Grand Avenue at the Windish Hunt Gallery.
And so do they need to get tickets ahead of time, or they just go to...
This is a free event. So the first Saturday of the month is the Coconut Grove Traditional Art Walk Night, so there'll be other galleries open as well. It's a great night to come out and visit the Grove. Hopefully we'll be rain-free.
Is that every Saturday first of the month?
Every first Saturday, yes. Yeah, all the different districts in Miami have an art walk night, and the Grove is the first Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, that's really great. I'm sorry that we're going to miss that night because we're going to be away. So sounds like a great, great night. And we're really happy that you came on to tell us a little bit about it. We have a few more minutes. Is there anything else that you would like to leave our listeners with?
If you don't mind, I just wanted to tell them a little bit about the bags and the process for the bags. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay. My artwork is about nature's energy and the magic of nature. And I decided to put the images, the nature images, on the handbag so that more people could have them and share them and carry them around. And so one of the things that I say is that when you carry one of my handbags, if you tune into the vibration of the plant or the design, you can actually feel the positive, magical energy of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful.
They each come with a card that tells you about the different properties that that particular design shares. And like I said, they'll be on display at the Summer Salon as well. Oh, and just one more thing. We're creating a new Facebook page, more social marketing here, called The Endless Summer, where we'll keep up with each other over the summer and hopefully, you know, get together again in the fall for a new workshop.
Mm-hmm. So when you're doing your thing on the Facebook, does it come in under your name, or do you have to set up a whole separate page for your advertising?
No, actually, you can, if you set up, and this is just a tip about Facebook, if you set up a group or a page, then it, I believe, it's open to internet searches. So if you're just on your own page, it's not open to an internet search, or not as easily found by Google, I guess is what I want to say. So I have my own page, you know, with when you have your friends and your network on there. But then if you wanted something open to even more people, you would create a page for it. So we have.
And then how do people come to that page?
Okay, well, mostly you direct, you know, you would send out invitations or announcements about that. But also you can search that as well. So you could search Miami Art Salon. And The Endless Summer will be up there, but it's not up yet. It's not live. And if you search my name, Deborah Cortez, just Deborah Cortez on Facebook, You can see the links on my page. I believe my page is open for anyone to see.
Well, I encourage everybody to go to that page because I happen to really, really find it interesting and some very, very beautiful work, and it's just something that everybody should see. I think you're doing a really incredible job. This is the kind of stuff that we need to be doing now. In this economy, people are pulling together.
That's exactly why we wanted to do this, too.
Right, finding different ways to help each other and to move forward, and this is really a great thing. So I will definitely be forwarding any information about this event on the 6th, if you would send that to me. I will definitely do that and spread the word within the salon that I work in, and because people are definitely interested in being able to see something like that. So I'm hoping you have a great night.
Thank you.
And Deborah, is this going to be an ongoing event? Do you plan on having more in the future?
Yes.
Or is it annual?
I honestly wasn't sure. You know, it was a new experience for me, but it's been so overwhelmingly positive and energizing to on every level for all of the artists and myself and the gallery. So I highly recommend it. But one of the things someone else commented, I think Carol Hoffman was on your show once before here.
Yes.
She mentioned to me that she'd heard of some other salons, you know, over the years, I guess. And unless they have a structure, it's kind of difficult. We are artists, and we tend to kind of get carried away. So we need some structure to follow, which Allison Stanfield, I mean, has done a fabulous job of providing.
Okay.
Well, I think that's fabulous. We want to thank you for being on the show with us, Deborah, and good luck on June 6th. And we just appreciate you being on the show and sharing the good news with our listeners. Thank you.
All right. Thank you
very much.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. That is a great event to put into your calendar. Make sure you have that down and check it out. It's something that we all want to see. So I'm really excited about it. I wish I was going to be here. Really disappointed that we're not going to be here. But until we have our next guest, let's just talk a little bit about, you know, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. I mean, how important is that?
It's very important. And it is true. It's always, you know, it goes back to standing in your own shoes and being the best that you can be and fulfilling your life's purpose. And when you shine daily, you just reach everybody and you're making that first impression, the impression of who you really are.
Right. And we want to wake up every morning and find the joy in our life, you know. It's just take a look at each day that you wake up and be grateful and thankful that you have another day to experience what's what your opportunities are and be open to the multitude of opportunities that come to us. And it's really, you know, I'm really grateful myself that, you know, I'm able to, and Patty and I are able to bring the show to you. We have had such a great, great time doing it. It really keeps us on the beam, as they say.
That's so true, Sherry. You know, I find our next guest is talking about a topic that you just don't see often. You don't really, people don't talk about it because, I really don't know the reason. Maybe there's just a lot of emotion surrounding it, but it is about taking care of parents. And it really makes us face the something realistic aspects of life and living that, you know, can be painful. But if you approach it in a gentle way and you kind of have the guidance, I think it would just help a lot of people. So we're going to have Susan Schultzman on in just a moment or so, and we'll be discussing this.
Right, and that's why also, you know, it's not only taking care of your aging parents, but being able to take care of yourself as you get to that age if you don't have someone around that can help take care of you. Those are some of the questions that I also wanted to put out to her, is how do we that don't have children, how do we set up the our own taking care of ourselves?
Approaching our golden years with confidence and without the fear.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to asking her a few questions about that. And she also has a great event coming up on June 13th. So we're going to hear more about that. And I want to encourage everybody to, you know, jot down all the information. You may want to take a pencil and paper because she's going to have some interesting things that, you know, you may want to be able to write down and take note of. I know that we have a listener that's listening in right now from California, and I think this is probably going to be something that is an interesting topic for her. Also, I know a little bit about her and her life and her family here in Miami. So we're all waiting for her to come on. And before she comes on, you know, it's real important. I always talk about, you know, your self-worth and positive affirmations. I can't talk about it enough, you know. Getting up and being able to write down and reframe your negative thinking. Be able to reframe it with a positive affirmation about your self-worth. And say it over and over again, even if you don't believe it. Keep saying it because you will then be able to walk in those shoes as you keep saying it. It's act as if, and eventually you will be believing it. And, you know, I remember when I used to want to go out walking and exercising, and I never liked it. I just couldn't get myself to do it. And I started setting up a affirmation about how I love to exercise and I love to walk and exercise is part of my life and I exercise every day. And I would say it even though every morning I'd wake up and I'd say, no, I'm not going to go today. I'm too tired. I've got too much to do. And before you know it, I was like out there every day and I was saying, wow, this is really true. It just came to be. And that's how positive affirmations work. It just, you start saying it, you believe it, and you do it. And whatever we are able to create anything that we want in this lifetime. And so that is, that's what I have to say about that.
Well, that's really, you know, I have to do this, Sherry. I just have to do this. We have a loyal listener, and she is online. I recognize her number, and I just want to bring her in for a minute.
All right.
Let's see. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. Is this Nancy?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Good morning. I just had to bring you into the show today because I saw you online, and we see some other people online. It wasn't really the time to bring in a listener, but I just want to just congratulate you for being our number one listener, and thank you also for all of the support you're giving to the Good News Show. So why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about what you do, Nancy?
I'm a massage therapist. My third career. I decided when I moved here I wanted to do something to help people, something I like, and I love doing it.
Yeah, I understand that you're doing very well with being able to help people heal, and you're out there in California, and that it's really, you know, that people are being put in your hands to help them, and that it's a special gift that you have.
This is a very healing state. Everybody's into spirituality and dogs and, you know, herbal stuff, and I still shoot peace signs.
Oh, that's great.
So, tell our listeners a little bit about what the stone massages that you do. Why is that so beneficial?
People love that. It circulates, you know, blood circulation, relaxation, and people just love that more than anything. I mean, it's different, and it's a heating type of thing, and people just love it. I don't know. It circulates the blood, and it's circulating. It's relaxing. It puts them to sleep, and
it makes me want to go get one.
We're on the next guest.
So anyway, thanks, Nancy. We have our next guest on, so we're going to go on to talk with her. But thanks for listening.
Thank you, Nancy.
Have a
great day. Bye-bye.
All right,
bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning, Susan.
Yes.
There you are.
Here I am.
I didn't hear you loudly, and I looked at Cher like, oh, no. So, good morning, Susan. Thank you for being on the Good News Show. Could you please just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. I am a medical education meeting planner. I actually own a company based here in Miami, and we provide medical education conferences for physicians. Historically, that is what we have done, and that is what I've done for most of my career. However, the thing that we're going to be talking about today is going to be how I took that experience and applied it to something else in my life that I thought would be helpful to a large number of the public and your audience members.
So, yeah, let's talk about that, how it evolved to what you're doing and what you are doing now.
Okay. Well, I, like many other women my age, which is late 40s, I don't want to go into detail, have been dealing in the last 2 years with the declining physical and mental health of my mother. And I found myself in a situation where she was living in another city, and it became apparent that she was no longer able to care for herself. And we had not really made, my siblings and I and my mother had not really made any long-term plans or preparations for this situation. And it happened very quickly that she was not able to really care for herself or handle her own affairs financially. So I found myself having to suddenly make decisions for another adult, for an authority figure, actually, you know, in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I was not really prepared for that. So in going through that process, which has, I would say, been hugely rewarding, I have to say, but also difficult, I wanted to find a way that maybe other people wouldn't find themselves so lost. So I thought about, you know, how could I do that? How could I help other people in this situation? And I realized, you know, I run educational conferences all the time for medical professionals. So I decided to put on a program on that model for the general public called Preparing to Care for Your Aging Parents.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what we're doing. And what we've done is put together a program that helps people to understand. And there's a lot of information out there right now for people who are categorized as quote-unquote caregivers, people who are in this process and find it stressful, and there's books being published, you know, caring for yourself as a caregiver, that kind of thing. But what I found is I didn't think of myself as a caregiver. I just thought of myself as an adult child who had to take care of making decisions for her mother, because I'm not caring for her specifically. I have at one point brought in home health care. I found an assisted living facility in my city for her to live in. Now her health is declining and she's in nursing care. So the things that I felt people really needed to gain a better understanding of, and really so that when we go through this period of our lives, and most people do, you can be prepared enough to have some care and some understanding and even some humor. And so one of the things that I actually had learned early on through a medical conference that I had done, someone had given a lecture during a spouse program about what happens to people as they age and the changes that they go through and how their vision changes and their the senses sort of go into decline, where their visual acuity gets worse as well as their manual dexterity. Obviously, hearing is a common one, but the point of this particular lecture I heard was that if you can understand that maybe your parents' kitchen seems dirty because they don't see the dirt any longer, or they don't feel that a countertop or a refrigerator handle is sticky because the nerves recede, then you can deal with them with a little more understanding. So that's part of what we're going to be presenting is the changes that people go through as they age, and how you can be more aware of that and more sensitive to that, because it's a very unsettling thing when you think your parents have become slovenly, but the fact is they really just don't see the dirt. So that's part of what we're covering, and then we're going to be covering some of the legal and financial issues, from the basic things like putting names on bank accounts. My mother did do that. She put my name on all her bank accounts, and thank goodness she did, because within, I'd say, a three-month period, she wasn't able to handle her own finances, and it would have been difficult for me at that point to get my name put on her accounts. And then talking about things like health insurance, Medicare versus Medicaid versus supplemental health. So we're going to be discussing taking the mystery out of the different insurance options, also options for long-term care insurance, and then also talking about what kind of living arrangements and care facilities are out there, so that, because I didn't know the difference between home health care, assisted living, nursing home care, stepped living. I had heard the terms, but I didn't know the difference. And those become things you need to learn pretty quickly when you're caring for someone that either becomes suddenly ill through a stroke or a heart attack, or someone who has a mental decline the way that my mother did.
You know, it's really good information to have, so you are making well-informed decisions before you're put into the situation where you have to make those decisions.
Yeah, exactly, and it's what I'm hoping to do really is take the mystery out of it and take the fear out of it, because people don't want to, I mean, nobody wants to talk about incontinence, but I did find myself buying diapers for my mother, and, you know, my friends were horrified. You're walking around with those in your grocery cart. People are going to think they're for you. And, you know, it just became funny. I had to deal with it with some humor, because to me it was a difficult thing, but it's very much like when you have a baby, you don't think twice about some of these things, and now I don't think twice about that. Or I'm an expert on walkers now, because my mother needed to get a walker. She didn't do well with the first one she had. I mean, I didn't even know. It never entered my mind that I was going to have to care about these things, and I don't. You know, obviously, we're not going to go into that kind of detail, but what we hope to do is put some of these things on the table so that when you do go through it, you know, you can deal with it in a way that you understand that this is common, this is normal, your parent isn't doing anything strange by, my mother, one situation we had, we all went out to eat, and she picked up these garlic rolls that were so hot I couldn't even hold them, and she was eating them. I didn't understand that her senses, her mouth didn't feel how hot it was. That's what happens when we age. Mm. And that's a danger.
And that's a danger. And then those are things you don't really know about. The common one is that we know that our hearing goes as we age, but there are things that do.
Right.
There are many. Change. And,
So about your event, tell us where it's going to be and when is it, and what is the format?
Well, it's going to be at the Dadeland Marriott in Kendall in Miami, and it's going to be Saturday, June 13th. And we have a lecture hall where we do have these various speakers discussing all these issues, and it's going to be moderated by Ed O'Dell, who was a news reporter here on Channel 4 for many, many years. We have physicians from the University of Miami and the Miami Jewish Home for the Aged speaking. We have a PhD from the Lisa Gibbons Memory Foundation, who's going to be speaking about memory issue as well as caring for yourself as a caregiver. He did just write a book on that. We have Connie Siskowski is coming from the Volunteers for the Homebound Family and Caregivers to talk about this transition to becoming a caregiver, because, as I said, that was a little, I never thought of myself that way, and it is a very difficult thing when you are making decisions for another adult, certainly and the adult that had made decisions for you for a large part of your life. And we also have elder care attorneys who are going to speak, and insurance and investment experts. We have a representative from the Florida Alliance for Aging who is going to talk about Medicare, Medicaid, supplemental insurance, and government assistance programs. And then we have representatives from some long-term care centers. Someone from Catholic Health Organization is going to just give overviews of the differences between living options, assisted living versus nursing home care, what that is, what the difference is, because there are certain criteria, and some of it's covered by Medicare and Medicaid, and some of it is not. And this, it becomes quite a large expense if you're in a situation where you have no coverage. So it's definitely something to think about.
Right, which is something I wanted to ask you about. But what day is that 13th on?
Saturday. That's Saturday, June 13th. So they'll be giving these lectures. They're going to be going all day. And we do have Dr. Van Zuylen from the University of Miami is going to be doing a sensitivity training with the group that's going to teach us. And I've been through this training. I worked at a hospital for a while, and they actually had everyone that worked there take this training. So you do get an understanding of the tactile differences, the visual differences, the hearing differences that people experience as they age. And I'll tell you, going through that has helped me so much because I understand better why she does what she does. And I wouldn't have understood before. So we're going to be presenting that. And then adjacent to the meeting room where the lectures will be taking place, we have an exhibit area. And so we will have suppliers of various different services available to talk to, insurance agents. We have attorneys. We have nursing homes, assisted living care, home care. So in that sense, it's becoming sort of an elder care fair. So that people, I'm sorry.
Okay. What I wanted to ask you is, do you have any anything that you could email me about this event so I could send an e-blast out to people?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that. The website is caringforyouragingparents.org. And I know that's long, but it's the only one we could get. So that's caringforyouragingparents.org, and I would be happy to send you a forwardable email that has all the information and a link to the site. And due to the sponsorship that we have received from many of the organizations involved, we are able to offer this free of charge, but we do need people to pre-register because we are printing a materials book, and we will only be able to supply those to the people who call our offices and pre-register. So the number to call is 305-279-2263.
Great. So I want to ask you, now, if you're, it just brought to mind as I was reading your website, it brought to mind some the thing about when you don't have children and you're, you know, reaching those ages and how as an individual you have to take those precautions and care to take care of yourself in those in those times. What would you have to say about that?
Well, that is, it's very difficult, and it's also interesting because a lot of the response that we're getting from the advertisements that we've placed is from people in that situation. It's not the caregivers, but it's actually more the people who are considering their own options for care. And I don't know, because I haven't actually gone through that situation. There are people that are experts in this, and you do want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself financially so that you have enough assets to cover your care for long term. And I think, and I'm not an expert on this, but it can be done through long-term care insurance or through taking a look at the assets that you currently have, be it a home or ownership in property or other things, and how that can then be shifted or parlayed into long-term care. The other thing that it's important to have is someone, whether it's your child or a relative or a friend who is younger, that you can put on your bank accounts, that you can give power of attorney to. That's the other thing. My mother did write a power of attorney, and I've had to use it because when she was hospitalized, I had to become her proxy. She was not able to make her own health care decisions because of her dementia. She doesn't have Alzheimer's disease, but she has dementia. On some days, she knows she's in Miami, and on some days, she thinks she's in Boston. So I had to have all that paperwork ready, so when she was hospitalized, she came down with pneumonia when she was in an assisted living facility, I was able to legally make decisions for her. So you need to find someone that can do that for you, that can be your healthcare proxy. Because otherwise, you know, honestly, otherwise I don't know what happens.
Right. Well, yeah, I like what you said about the long-term health care.
Right.
And also making sure that you have the insurance that if you get sick, that the somebody will be able to come to your house and take care of you. In-house.
Right, healthcare. Home care.
Home care.
So and some of that is covered by Medicare up to a point. You know, if you have a heart attack and then need some monitoring, they'll send a visiting nurse maybe for 3 weeks or something like that. But if you need long-term care, then that runs out, and you need to make sure that you have some kind of supplemental insurance that will cover that.
All right. Can you tell a little bit, do you know what the difference is, or you know, between the Medicare and the Medicaid?
I don't quite understand that myself. And what I have found, and that's one reason I wanted to do this, is because I realized how much I don't know. And I obviously I'm a business owner. I've had a long career. I understand things put in front of me, but a lot of it is confusing, and you don't, if you're not going to use that knowledge immediately, for me at least, I don't really retain it. So now I'm in the situation where my mother was in assisted living. She became ill, and we have made the determination that she is no longer, that she needs to stay in nursing care. Now, Medicaid will cover that for 100 days. After 100 days, if she no longer needs skilled nursing, but she can't really take care of herself, like she can't, she's not strong enough to get up and dress herself, then it's not covered.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to pay for it. Or if she had long-term care insurance, that would pay for it. If she had money in the bank, which she doesn't, then that would pay for it. But someone has to pay for that until there's another health crisis and she gets another diagnosis. This is my understanding, and I only know that because it's happening in my life right now.
Well, thank you so much for all your time. I'm going right out to get long-term. Just a few more minutes. Is there any last thing that you would like to mention?
We have two more minutes.
Okay, I think if you go to our website and if you're not able to attend the activity, there are links to those organizations that are providing speakers, and we do plan to have another one in the fall. This is the first time, and we're trying to, because we modeled it after a medical education meeting, and we're finding it's really quite different. We are going to have another one in the fall, and we will be changing the format somewhat. But I would urge everyone for yourself, if you're 40 years old or older, for yourself or for a parent, to at least look into some of this information so that you have some preparation. I don't want to scare anyone, and I would like to mention that the time I've had in caring for my mother has truly been a gift to myself and my children, because we've been forced to spend time with her that we didn't spend before because we were busy with our own lives, and it's truly been a gift. And I've as hard as some of it's been, I've really enjoyed it, and I have it just a very new and different relationship with my mother.
Go ahead. I want to say I also was in the same place, and it was one of the best things in my life that I was able to be there and be able to do as much as I could, and for my mother when she passed on. So with that said, I guess we'll have to do a closing.
We're down to the last minute. Thank you, Susan, for being on the Good News Show and sharing all of this valuable information. And also thank you for being a part of such a wonderful workshop. And we do hope that you're going to have one in the fall, and we do hope there's going to be more after that. There's a need out there, and people are looking for this information, but we're not always reminded of it. And time just passes before we do get the answers. So thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the Good News Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, listeners. You've been listening to the Good News Show. That was Susan Schultzman. Please go to the website, get the information, share it with people that you know that are 40 and above, and we want to just thank you for being listeners. We look forward to having you next week, next Monday.
Well, we are going to take next Monday off because we're going to be at the hair show in Orlando.
Oh, that's right. Next.
As you know, I'm a hairdresser, and I'm going to bring back all the great tools and knowledge and learn more than I know. I do an organic hair color and straightening.
So we're going to be there. We'll see you the following Monday. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.